Chapter 11. Ashtavakra continues. The way of the world in its entirety is the dharma, that is, innate feature of nature. The cause of grief is thoughts. Only the one who stays firmly anchored in Atman, the substratum of all, will enjoy the bliss of peace.
Ashtavakra said, one who has realized that change in the form of existence and destruction is in the nature of things, easily finds repose, being undisturbed and free from suffering. Knowing for certain that Ishvara is the creator of all and that there is no other here, one becomes peaceful with all desires gone from within and is attached to nothing whatsoever. Knowing for certain that adversity and prosperity come in their own time as a result of past actions, one remains ever contented, all his senses restrained, and neither desires nor grieves. Knowing for certain that happiness and misery, birth and death, are due to one's fate, one does not find anything to accomplish, and thus remains free from care. And even when acting, he is not attached. One who has realized that anxiety and nothing else breeds suffering in this world becomes free of it and is happy, peaceful, and everywhere rid of desires. I am not the body, nor is the body mine. I am consciousness itself. Realizing this for certain, one does not remember what he has done or has not done, as though he has attained the absolute state. All is verily I, from Brahma down to a clump of grass. Knowing this for certain, one is free from the conflict of thought, is pure and peaceful, and turns away from what is attained and not attained. Knowing for certain that this manifold and wonderful universe is nothing, one remains desireless as pure consciousness and finds peace as though nothing exists.